Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
6:22 on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are the Morning Shift. I am Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan. Dylan is hanging out behind the glass. We're going to talk about this weekend's game. I got to tell you, though, there's kind of an emergency happening in my house right now because we're hosting Thanksgiving and the ham has not shown up.
Oh, no.
So we had to run out last night to get a backup ham case the ham doesn't show up. But that one is good through halfway through January. So that's our Christmas ham now.
What now? Oh, so like it's like a frozen ham.
I think it's chilled.
But it's good through January?
That's what the date says.
I would have never thought
frozen.
That.
Maybe it's frozen. I don't know. I didn't touch it. So.
I'd keep it in the freezer.
Well.
I don't know. That's
regardless, we did shipping because we figured, you know, honey baked ham, it's going to be crazy today with
Insane business. People going in there.
So we're like, let's just do the shipping. That'll be easier. And still in Illinois as of like 5 o'clock yesterday.
Oh, okay, good. Yeah, that's where you want it to be.
So who knows? Yeah. Who knows if we're going to have ham or not?
I don't blame you for trying to go around the honey baked ham thing, the pickup line today.
Right.
I mean,
right.
I have to imagine that honey baked ham's entire bottom line exists because of today.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
Not that I don't like honey baked ham on a random Tuesday in June. But I think that the Wednesday before Thanksgiving is probably where they make their money. Mm-hmm. I have to imagine.
I was just thinking about eating a honey-baked ham on a Tuesday in June.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, so one of those little brioche rolls or something.
I wonder what I would pair with that.
It's not the ham. Like, you know, the sandwich, the stuff they actually sell on a day-to-day. It's kind of got a Nuke's Eatery feel to it on any other given day.
I've eaten my fair share of honey-baked hams, but I've never walked in a store.
Really? You never actually been inside of the honey? Oh, yeah.
I don't think so. No, maybe once. No. I don't think so.
I mean, they have it ready to go for today. There's an enter. There's an exit. They have egress, ingress, all that stuff happening.
Yeah, it's like, it's like Target the day after Christmas for the returns.
Yes.
It's like, let's go ahead and set this thing up. Put the queue line out there. Roll this baby down the sidewalk. Let's go.
We're just so paranoid that something's going to go wrong. I was telling Mike earlier, like, we're, like, now debating, like, okay, my brother Drew is bringing the bread. But, like, what kind of bread is Drew bringing? Should we get backup bread just in case? It's not, like, you know, bread everyone likes.
You should. Anytime you're hosting an event, you just go ahead and say, I mean, you know this, too. But, like, just I always just prepared that not, mentally that something is going to go wrong. And so, therefore, I'm going to have to, you know, change something, and it just that's just part of it. I mean, but yeah, you should go buy extra bread. I would go buy extra
same
bread.
Thing. We're in charge of the bread for our Thanksgiving
and
in Florida.
Honestly, I think most men can only be trusted to bring. There's only one specific food grouping that men can be trusted to bring. It's the meat. That I don't decide you're going to get something. You know, probably like some kind of mac and cheese or potato. As I look at Dylan.
Yes, sir.
And bread is, you know, it's probably going to be the Hawaiian rolls, which are really good. I love. But that's what, you know, it's.
We're bringing the ones from the freezer. I don't remember the name of the actual kind of bread, but yeah, the rolls that go in the freezer, we're bringing those. And I don't know how else not to do that because we were asked to bring rolls. And I'm like, we're coming from Georgia. Mm-hmm. So kind of.
Rolls will stay in a car on a trip. They don't need to be frozen.
They come in the freezer. Like, you buy them out of the freezer at the store.
He chose to do the frozen ones rather than the Hawaiian rolls that are shelf stable.
Correct. Correct. Because we're coming from Georgia. We'll be packed in a car. The Hawaiian rolls will be smashed.
Okay. You're doing it.
But
you got to put them in the Yeti, though.
Yeah, we're going to put them in the Yeti backpack. Okay. Yeah, roll them down there. We'll be good to go, man. We've thought this out.
How many people are coming?
Probably about 25 to my parents' house. Jeez. Yeah, 25, 30. Yeah.
That's a lot.
Good size. You know my family's big.
We've got 21, and it's just immediate family.
There you go.
In a massive family.
Yeah. We've got 10 coming that aren't even family members. Yeah. We're just, you know, Doug's coming to our Thanksgiving. One of our iRacing buddies.
Yeah. is Dom?
No. But he was invited for sure. Yeah.
Well.
Yeah, Holy was invited, huh?
Other than one person.
How did I know that's where this was leading? Yeah, I had an idea 100%. That we're going down that road. All right, we've gotten to celebrate the win in New Orleans for a few days now. So it's time to turn the page, start to look ahead at the Jets this weekend. Before we get into the defense, offense, what are your initial gut reactions to the Jets? Because they haven't been great. They're 2-9.
I think they look unbelievably look and feel, I guess. Not look necessarily, but they feel a lot like the team played last week in the Saints. And you know what jumped out to me originally about it was both of these teams have drafted both of their tackles in the first round the last 2 years. Remember we talked about Kelvin Banks and Talis Fuaga last week. Armon Membube was a guy we scouted a little bit in our draft buildup out of Missouri. He's been playing a pretty good brand of right tackle for them. And Olu Fashanu is who they got last year, the 11th overall pick out of Penn State. And it's really interesting the way these teams have kind of gone about building. Both these teams also got rid of good players at the trade deadline. The Jets more so than the Saints did with Rashid Shaheed. But they're in a very similar spot, I think, as organizations. And when you start lining them up and looking at the good linebacker play, the above average, players at certain spots that, you know, could have been a lot better had you not traded away guys like Quinnen Williams and Sauce Gardner. But yeah, I think they're in a very similar spot. That was my first takeaway looking at it to where the team you played last week. And I think that Tyrod Taylor does some good things, as did Tyler Shuck, but they're still fighting an uphill battle.
Yeah, Breece Hall has been a pretty good running back. And you kind of, if you comparing him to last week, that's exactly what Alvin Kamara was. Obviously, he got injured. I was looking at some of the things, and they're a team that's going to give you a chance to put them away early. You just have to be able to capitalize on it. Like, you know, and what I'm referring to is the fact that they are outscored. They've only scored 87 points in the first half of football games, while allowing the opponents in the first half to score almost 170 points. At 168, they are heavily penalized. They've got 16 false starts and 13 offensive holding penalties. And then you look on the other side defensively, they've got 11 defensive holding penalties, 7 DPIs, and 5 illegal contacts. So and some of those defensive holding penalties could be up front. Right, maybe one or two.
Yeah, sure.
But a majority of those are in that back seven. So in that back seven, or that really the secondary, they make mistakes, and they've only gotten 19 sacks.
Yeah.
However, you know, I think the Saints only had 21 coming into last week, and they were able to get pressure. You know, everybody, I've heard a little bit of a narrative that the Falcons protected Kirk Cousins better than they've protected Michael Penix all year long. That's absolutely false. If you saw that, you didn't watch the game, or you didn't understand what you saw. What you saw last week was they ran out of 13 personnel, but when they were throwing the football, they were spreading it out, and they were even leaving, and they left mainly Charlie and Algier in the backfield, but they did leave Bijan back a few times, and he made a couple of good pickups. What happened last week was Kirk Cousins did a phenomenal job of first read not being there and saying, I got to get rid of the football. And he did. He did a really good job of that. Something that Penix actually did in the first half of the Carolina game as well.
Yeah.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still-trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change while supplies last.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Well, and if you flip your card over to the defense, our defense, their offense, where do you feel the Falcons have an advantage when it comes to these matchups?
I don't think that their tight ends are near as good blocking as what we've seen over the course of the season. And one of the reasons I bring that up is because how many times have we talked about our defense was built, especially when Divine Diablo was out, on taking away the center and the B gaps, playing on the inside shade of both offensive tackles, and really putting a lot of stressors on the edge players, the Leonard Floyds, the Jalen Walkers, and asking those guys to make plays. And sometimes they have, and sometimes they haven't. Sometimes James Pierce has been pinned, or Arnold Ebiketie has been pinned down inside. And a lot of that has to do with the edge blocking, Kittle and Juszczyk and whoever else you want to line up. Remember, Miami comes out and goes heavy personnel in their packages. They wanted to do a lot of the same thing. They go an extra lineman. I thought New Orleans attempted to do that. And it's funny because that's exactly what Atlanta tried to do on the other side of the ball by spreading out the defensive front and adding in three tight ends. I don't think they're quite as good blocking at the tight end position. Jeremy Ruckert is a fourth-year player out of Ohio State. He's going to get a lot of that. He's number 89. And they've also utilized Mason Taylor, the rookie out of LSU, Jason's kid, to be able to step in and make some of those blocks as well. I just don't think it's quite to the level that we've seen. And, that's really affected their run game, I believe, because their offensive line, a little bit above average probably, if not mediocre, but I think we've seen lines like that more times than not, and you've been able to rely on the exterior blocking for some of those teams.
You want to stay there, but just a little different facet of the game. They've given up 39 sacks. Their quarterbacks have taken 39 sacks, and it's not all in the offensive line.
No.
Justin Fields has when he was a starter and in his time in the NFL, one of the things against him, other than throwing across the middle, has been that he holds the ball and he runs into sacks. And that shows up here. Tyrod Taylor is going to be, I think he's a little bit better at getting rid of the football. I think he's a little bit better at maybe eluding, but they're taking sacks. You come in with 39 sacks, third in the league. So get them behind the chains and behind, get pressure, get some TFLs and keep them going uphill, and you should be, and then that could be a nice recipe of getting off the field. The one thing you really go back to it, the start of the second half of games has been a real killer for the Falcons. In fact, it led to the loss in the Carolina game. It allowed the Saints to hang around a little bit longer. It didn't help you in Berlin. It didn't help you in New England. Well, actually, New England, I think you were all right. That was probably one that you did okay in the second half, because remember, you were down, 21-14 at halftime. So, but then again, you allowed New England to go down and start the second half, might kick a field goal, make it 24-14, and you're playing uphill.
Yeah.
So just kind of, if you could really get them way behind the eight ball at halftime, I think it could just lighten the stress and it really help you out, but you got to have a strong third quarter.
Yeah, well, And they do too. They're focused on a lot of the same things. If you remember back, they were actually winning against Baltimore, I think 7-3 at halftime this past weekend, and completely fell apart in the second half. I mean, Baltimore scores the 20 points there in the second half, and New York couldn't do anything. All that started to catch up with them, although they did pretty good on third downs against Baltimore. But nonetheless, man, you're right. I think you got to start. You're still 0-7 when you're trailing in any game because you were ahead the whole time against New Orleans. So need to get that monkey off your back.
We're going to pick this back up at 7 because it would just be amazing to close out Thanksgiving weekend with a Falcons win. So we'll see how that can happen at 7 o'clock. Coming up, the new college football playoff rankings are in. Who fell? Who rose? Who stayed exactly where they were? Plus, we've got my Mac drop. It's Thanksgiving trivia day. It's the same as Throwback Thursday trivia, but on Wednesday, and it's Thanksgiving.
You are so stressful.
That's next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell fuel rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.